Well, the reading's from Luke 10, verses 25 to 37, and it's the parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You've answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And then he put the man on his donkey, his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." And Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." May God bless his word to our hearts.
To express my appreciation and that of Veronica for all that the church is doing to respect creation care, to care for God's good creation, and for those who are so badly affected in the world by the abuse of God's creation. The Creation Care Group in particular, and to Julie, who has arranged this service. My grateful thanks. I honour them greatly for what they're doing. Now, today we've got a little quiz about climate change. But don't worry. It's not too difficult. You've got a 50% chance of getting the answer right because the question each time is true or false. Now, I've been promised 2 teams, and so would the Thurlows and the Mercers come up here right now? So, if I can have one side and one the other. So I've got cards for them to show. You know how it's done in the, on the telly. Oh! No, never mind.
You want to be on the losing side, that's fine.
Well, I think Daddy's probably going to... You'll get a bigger share of the Maltesers I'm going to give to them afterwards anyway. So they can either show true, which I hope you can see, but anyway, it's blue, true blue, or false on the other side, and I should be getting their choice first of all.
Maybe we should have Kayla.
No, Kayla doesn't want to.
Oh.
That's why you didn't come.
There you
out.
Go.
Tell you what, you look after.
Now, of course, the teams will need to confer and then hold up their answer after each question is read out, either true or false. But everyone in the congregation can play along too. Just decide in your own mind, don't give them any clues, what you think the answer is, and then see if you get it right. And as I say, there'll be a little thank you gift, a very little thank you gift for each team, I might say. It has to be that. I forgot all about acquiring them, and so Veronica very kindly went almost at the dead of night to the co-op and got them last night. So. Otherwise, I would have been, yes. Okay, so the next slide, please. Now, to start off with, let's settle on a definition. This isn't part of the quiz, really, and this is from the official sort of definition. Climate change generally refers to changes in the planet's annual average temperature and the resulting shifts in weather patterns, which include more frequent and extreme weather events, such as storms and droughts. Okay, so that's what we're talking about with respect to climate change. Now, slide three, please. The Earth is getting warmer, true or false? That's really difficult.
The Earth at its core, or the Earth...
No, that's... Oh. We have a right one here. The Earth's surface. The Earth's surface.
That makes more sense, thank
you. The Earth's surface. Well, you can play down there if you want.
You can stand up there and not play.
Right, so the answer, of course, is true. In slide four, we will show you this. If you look at this slide, it shows temperature stripes and shows how average global temperatures, surface, have changed since the mid-1980s. The hotter the Earth gets, the redder are the stripes. And you can see the stripes are towards the right, and that's recently. These are the more recent years. In fact, five of the warmest years on record were between 2015 and 2020. So yes, the Earth is getting warmer. Next question, slide please. Climate change is only occurring as a result of natural causes. True or false? They seem to think it's false, and that is true. It's false, if you see what I mean. Sorry about that. Thanks, teams. Now, of course, there are some natural causes of climate change, like volcanoes, but the main cause is human activity, such as burning coal, oil, and natural gas, and chopping down rainforests. And, of course, now... science has reached such a stage as we can prove it. Now, this is what I put in myself, I've got to admit. Next slide, please. But scientists say that it's only 60% likely that global warming is caused by human activities. Scientists said that it's only 60% likely that global warming is caused by human activities. True or false? This will be making the hackles of some members of the congregation rise that know about these things. You think false? Well, actually, it's true. It's true, but. It's true, but. And if you look at this slide, you will see why it's true, but. The third report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that's the world's climate change experts, scientists that work on this. In 2001, they concluded that human causation of climate change was likely, and I'm quoting from them, I've read it, 60% probable. But by 2007, the fourth report, it was very likely, more than 90%. And the fifth report, 2013, it was extremely likely, they were running out of sort of adjectives, 95 to 100% probable. And the sixth report, which was only last year, it is unequivocal, an undeniable fact, as sure as the fact that HIV causes AIDS or that CFCs damage the ozone layer. These are now established scientific facts. So sorry about the... cheeky. Now, the next slide, please. We first discovered that adding carbon dioxide into the atmosphere increases temperatures. We discovered this in the 1980s. True or false?
In the
1800s. What do you think? That's true? They say it's true? They say it's false. Well, Tirfan says the answer is true, and I've got to admit. And I've got to admit that Tirfan is correct. The next slide, please. Tirfan says the first person to discover that adding more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere would increase temperatures was a physicist, a woman named Eunice Foote, in 1856. And you're probably surprised to learn how early that was. But I want to know, was it really her, the first, I mean, or was it Joseph Fourier in 1824, or Claude Poulet in 1827? And it depends what you mean by discover. What is clear is that Niels Gustav Ekholm, a Swedish scientist, first used the term greenhouse effect in 1901, but the idea was out there in the 1800s. Anyway, nowadays scientists agree that climate change is happening and it's caused by human activity. Next slide, please. Climate change is affecting everyone on Earth equally. True or false? Affecting everybody on Earth equally. Notice, equally. False, yes. The answer is false, of course. Next slide. Climate change does affect everyone on Earth, but not equally. The environmental crisis is impacting the poorest the most. In the UK, I might say, but also around the world. Around the world particularly. Those who are reliant on rains at the right time so they don't go hungry, or homes which cannot withstand storms, for example. And the International Red Cross, in an official report for the United Nations in September 2019, I have the report, says that 2 million people in the poorest countries need emergency help each week as a result of climate change. We look back on the disgrace of the slave trade. My friends, this makes the villainy of the slave trade look like petty crime. It really does. Next question. The final question, it's a really interesting one, actually. Tackling climate change should be a priority for Christians, true or false? Let's see how our teams responded. They think true? True. Well, they say true, and I think it's true, and I'll explain a bit. But perhaps my thanks to the teams, and before they return to their, and if they'd like to return to their seats, share that. It's shared between the families, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
But thank you very much. But seriously, my grateful thanks to them. My grateful thanks to them. And by the way, folks, it is legitimate to enjoy ourselves at church. Just remember that. So how did you answer that one? It's more obviously a question of opinion rather than factual question. It's not a factual opinion. Is it a priority for you or your family or this church, for example? And if not, should it be? But note that the question was, should climate change be a priority for Christians, not the priority? The Bible reading was about a man walking along the road from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked and robbed and left lying on the side of the road, badly hurt. And as the Bible says, two religious people crossed over the road to avoid the injured man, and they probably had some pretty good excuses for doing so. The Samaritan, however, didn't hesitate to help the injured man, even though it cost him dearly in time, money, and inconvenience. Next slide, please. Is there another slide? It's okay if there's not. Yes, that's right, yes. God commands us to God commands each of us to love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus told this story in order to answer the question, who is our neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Who is your neighbor? The answer, of course, must include people like Lara, in this photo, a mum who lives in Burkina Faso, where she farms a small plot of land to provide food for her family. Even though she and her husband are both partially disabled, they work really hard, but it's a struggle and it's been made significantly worse by the changing climate. Now, though the climate crisis can seem overwhelming, let's take heart from the fact that we don't have to face it alone. We can face it as a global movement of Christ followers united in faith, hope, and love. The fact is, as far as Lara is concerned, her life lit up when Tearfund's local church partner worked alongside her community, empowering them to lift themselves out of poverty through training in sustainable farming. And one of the things that gave Lara the most joy, she says, was in knowing she wasn't alone. She says, "This help came through the local church. This help caused me to recognize God's help. I feel loved by those who have contributed to it. I pray that God helps me to succeed and be a blessing for my children and others." Now I'll hand over to Elaine again now.
Thank you, David. Thank you, quiz teams. Okay, so now's the time for you all to be able to stretch your legs, which I'm sure will be great. So this week, we've had schools coming in to look at ways, as I said, that they can make a difference. And we thought we'd leave up the different stations, the different activities, so that you could have a try on them. So I'm going to get people who staffed those during the week to go behind those places now so that there'll be someone who can introduce what's going on. If you go under the gazebo here, you're going to be able to ask God a big question. And we went clockwise around the church. So if you go over here, you're going to be able to... first of all, of course, there's the rubbish, or as the children called it, the garbage here with Marion. But as you know, with Marion, nothing is rubbish. So this is Marion's station, Annadelle's. Over there is the wind technology engineers. So if you want to make your own wind turbine, go there. Now, Julie, I'm going to come back to Julie, because Julie is an important addition. Beyond Julie, there is the scientist, Crispian. And if you remember, I said, if you do nothing else, go and have a look at the amazing photograph from Saturn of our world. So he's going to brief you on that. And then behind the waterfall here, stick your head through, Derek, is Derek. And he's looking at, here he is, he's looking at water. So if you want to go through the waterfall with Derek, go where Derek is. And then we've got Anne and Carol, thank you. Anne and Carol, writing letters. So write a letter for change. So if you want to write a letter to someone who you feel you've been needing to write a letter to, go there. But the extra addition is this. Around the church, there's various leaflets like this. And on it, it says, time to deliver. These have come from Tearfund because in 2009, the government agreed, governments globally agreed, to financially help those countries which are being affected most by climate change, even though they have done the least to cause the climate change. But to date, that money has not been given. So we're calling on the government, on Liz Truss, and the children were very keen also to call on King Charles this week, to honour that promise, to honour the pledge that was made. So if you want to sign the petition, you can either follow the link and do it in your seat with your phone, or better still, you could go and see Julie, write a letter and put a penny in an envelope, and that's all going to go to Liz Truss and the government to remind them of what they have promised. Okay, so there are all the different activities. I did say Joel's, I said the big... but what I didn't say was Bill's, because Bill is sitting under the rainbow. So here, with our lovely cross, are the rainbow chains of hope. So if you want to put your hope, such as the slugs and the worms, go and join it on the rainbow here. But, okay, it'll all become clear when you spread out, so buzz off, scatter. Don't stay sitting in your seat. Go for it. Now's your chance.